Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Liquid Damage at the Liquid Damage Lounge, welcoming you tonight to a night of fun and poetry. I'm sorry that to say Carmine can't be with us tonight. He's moving from New York to Florida. What a move. I bet he's tired. Anyway, I want to welcome Hatter to the show. Hi, Hatter.
Hello, hello.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for a poem right now. But that's an exodus.
If you could take the wheel for a second, I need to call somebody back. They're calling the wrong number. Okay.
Okay. Yep, I can do that. I'll sit here and talk about something. Yeah, I saw on the news today.
How do I do this without?
I read the news today. You just go to the other line and start, I believe.
I might have to call back.
Oh, you calling me? You calling me? My phone is ringing. Other end. Linda, she can't hear me. I don't know. I can't leave. Okay. Maybe she's calling me. Linda. And she watched. Okay, I'm going to put a note on the chat line because if she's looking at that, maybe she'll see. I tell her, I think she's calling me. Come on. Venga. Linda, my phone is ringing. I don't know how to answer that. There'll be nobody in the studio. Yeah, no, it stopped. Linda. Linda. Oh, Linda. Linda. Got it? Okay, let me check this. Huh. All right, well, while we fix the technical problems we're having here, I'm sure back in the studio, maybe I have power to play something. So, okay, here. Oh, I'm the only one. Okay, I'm just going to sit here. If it says I'm not connected, I don't think it's talking to me. Linda. I think we lost Linda. Let me check. I'm just going to say, I think we did. All right. All right, I'm going to... There it goes. I'm playing in the studio, and I don't even know if I'm there anymore. I don't know. It says.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, were you calling me?
Sorry about that.
My phone was ringing.
No.
Okay.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, why did you say you were doing it?
No, I don't. I only have your area code. I don't have your number. Anyway, back to business. Hey, did you hear about the two mummies who farted at the same time?
No, I didn't.
They had a toot in common.
Toot in common. That's bad.
Did you hear about the train robbery going down in Mexico?
Train robbery going down in Mexico. No, I didn't.
They said the robber had a locomotive.
A locomotive.
I got 1,000 of them tonight. How much did the pirate pay for his peg and his hook?
How much did the pirate pay for his peg and his hook? Arm and a leg?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got it. Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner. Very good.
I did it.
All righty. Well, let's see what we got going here. Oh, I didn't get my SoundClouds done. Carmine can't be here tonight because he's moving, but he sends his love and says he will return next month, same time, same channel. So, since I don't have any SoundClouds going on, let's get some needs reader. And we have Jenny the Deep. Has a beautiful poem. Do you want to grab that, Hatter?
Sure. Let me get situated here. Okay. Okay. Put the scissors away, and I'm running down the hall. Now I want to go to your page, right? Show page. Team of Voices. Liquid Dr. Damage is in the house.
Yes.
So you want Dave Muddy's? Is that the first one?
No, I was going to do Jenny the Deep first.
Okay. I can find it.
Jenny, and I'd like to welcome Jenny Jete to the show. Jenny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I can hear you perfectly. Great. We'll get
okay,
you up
that's
next.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's do Jenny the Deep.
And my poem's called The Mirror is True.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, this is a really pretty poem. I liked it a lot. This is called The Wrath from Within by Jenny the Deep. It used to be filled with compassion and empathy. Now all that's left of me is jaded apathy. Narcissistically, I'm willing my life away, wishing for death to come take me today. Memories of me once caring are fading. In this cold, dark world, I'm left contemplating. Not alone, but lonely in your shadow, I'm lost. Finding the light within me will come at a cost. If the truth shall really set us free, then maybe I'd be free after the truth I speak. No one can save me from me anymore, for I am the worst enemy than like ever before. This is like such an awesome poem. I was impressed by it from the start, and I wrote some notes here. This is a charming and positive piece of art, my friend. It shows a great and powerful message of thinking on the bright side. We all have negative times this past year and hope and wish for better times. Oops, I'm on the wrong page. I thought that sounded funny. This is an amazingly perfectly written poem, Jenny. Your rhyme and cadence dance through this piece, and the soul of it is so mighty and strong, flowing emotional passion throughout. I, as a reader, can feel the pain you emit like it's my own, and that always impresses me when I can truly feel as the writer intended. My favorite part was the last verse. If you shall really set us free, then may I be free after the truth I speak. No one can save me from me anymore, for I am my worst enemy, unlike ever before. Such truer words have never been spoken. This is just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Hatter?
Yeah, memories of me once caring are fading. You know, it's who's the one person that can hurt you the most? Be yourself. If you give up on yourself, and it sort of introduces
yeah.
that. It's it's very deep, very deep. I had to read it a couple times. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. Jenny, what did you think of Jenny the Deep's poem?
I thought it was very deep. Very deep. Yeah, but it had a lot of imagery. Yeah, I thought
it
had a lot of imagery, which kind of carries throughout the poem.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good comment. Right on. And let me see something. I had to find something.
Oh,
she needs more comments.
She's calling in.
Is she calling in?
Yeah, so since she's calling in, but has to do a read and run. So
who's that?
I've got
who's
ready whenever. Deborah.
Oh, Deb. Yeah. Ooh, Deb gave me the chills this week. We'll put her up here. Yeah. Anyway, to get Jenny the deep, more comments. This is a very deep and pink bleak outlook. I love the word choice and hope you are not feeling this way. Thank you for allowing me to read this, and good luck in the contest. This was by Sector Hunter. And James Mayer says, a dark poem is intended. Last line shows some hope for us humans that are slipping into despair as the world seems to jostle for a selfish, favorable power position. Very cool comments. Let's see. 814, who's calling?
Hi, my name's Tammy Lane Brown.
Hi, Tammy. I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you.
Let me write
I'm
you down on my list real quick.
Yeah.
Tammy Brown.
I'm
and
so
you
excited.
Are not,
Thank
you. Oh, I'm glad you're excited.
Thank
yeah, it's
you.
A lot of fun. Did you hear the last poem, by any chance?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we'll get you into a poem. We're just commenting on Jenny the Deep's poem. That was very cool. And I want to introduce you to Hatter. Hatter, say hi to Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
And then we have another Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
And Jenny, say hi to Tammy. And let's get going.
Hi.
Okay.
Tammy, did you bring a piece of poetry?
Yes, I did.
Let me see. I sent two. Yeah, because the first one, I'm sorry, we try to stay away from religious material.
Okay. I thought maybe so after I sent it.
Yeah, I'm not sure the second one.
Who's
the second one is not religious.
Let me see if I can find it. Did you send it to the link?
It's called We Create and Give Thanks.
I don't see it on the board yet. Okay, let's go on. We'll do Jenny's, and then we'll try to find yours and shuffle it up. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Jenny, I want to tell everybody, would you rather tell them, Jenny, your situation?
Sure, I can.
Just so people got an idea what's going on.
I guess in 2002, I was in a car accident, and I injured my spinal cord, or I broke my neck and injured my spinal cord, so I'm paralyzed from the neck down.
And she writes the most beautiful poetry.
Yeah.
Really, really good poetry.
I love writing.
That's
good.
Sorry.
It's a way to get out of yourself, huh? Oh, right on. I would like to see that. Okay, let's see. Did we get Jenny's piece up? Oh, yeah.
Which?
It's called a Mirror's Truth. Yeah, it's
okay,
at the bottom.
JK.
It's called a Mirror's Truth.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay, come. I got it.
Okay. And then...
Yeah. Oh, come on. He's acting up.
Is it coming?
Crap. I got to go get it again. Got to go get it.
Maybe I
should
tell
it again.
Joke.
Hold on.
I'll
yeah,
tell a joke. What's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
What?
You can roast beef, but you can't pea soup.
I like that one. That's cute.
This is Linda's list of terrible jokes.
That's a good one.
I gave my date a bottle of tonic water, swept him off for his fee.
You got to know who swept him.
Right. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
What?
Frostbite.
Oh, that's good. These are terrible.
Okay, we got Jenny's poem on the board. It's
okay.
Called A Mirror's Truth. Let me put it up there. A Mirror's Truth. Jenny, you have the floor. Take your time.
Okay. In the glass, my reflection gazes deep, eyes outlining the map of memories I retain. Lines implemented like rivers, stories fixed in time. A mirror's truth, blunt and uplifting. Within those eyes, a world of imagining, immeasurable possibilities, a kaleidoscope of hopes and uncertainties. Many moments of tears over the years. I have a silent conversation with the mirror, whispering secrets yet to disclose, with faults and beauty all intertwined, developing a portrait, exceptionally calculated. I see strength that weathered life's storm, and every scar etched in a tale of survival. Within every gaze, I find power to rise, to embrace the truth behind these blue eyes.
Wow. You know, the power that I get from the feeling of your poems is astounding. You write so well, first of all, and that's a plus. But the imagery of your poems is so clear and concise and tells the whole story. It's a beautiful thing when a writer can get across in his words his actual meaning, because some poets get stifled in with their words, and the words get kind of jarbled, but you write in a very clear, precise way, and I am inspired by that, really. I think you should definitely work on your book, Jenny. Good stuff. My favorite part of this poem, I think, was within these eyes, a world of imaginings, immeasurable possibilities, it appears, a kaleidoscope of hopes and uncertainties, many moments of tears over the years. I think that is such a strong, empowering verse you have there. Really cool. Let me get you some more comments. Tammy, what did you think of Jenny's poem?
Oh, I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, just very eloquent. Just she really, her words touched my heart. And especially the part, like you said, about the kaleidoscope part. And that was, the imagery is really wonderful, too. She's very good, very talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that kaleidoscope card got me too. I just love the imagery that it brings up. You know.
Yeah. Sure.
Very colorful and hopeful part of what she's saying. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, the funny thing is, I wrote in a contest that with that same picture a couple of weeks ago. I wrote the same picture, but within these eyes, a world of imaginations, of imaginings. I have a silent conversation with the mirror. That's great, great line to introduce the rest of the poem. It was well done, and worth the gold.
Yeah.
Preserving.
Thank you.
And I thought I would read some more of the comments that she got on this. Angel Wing says, "You've created such a strong poem right here. Your writing is strong and intriguing. Deep emotions. Well done, and best of luck with your entry into my contest." Wow. Did you win anything, Jenny? It says added to finalists.
Yeah, one gold.
One gold.
Oh, did it? I can't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's based off an image.
Yeah.
Oh, bye. So,
right on. Okay.
Thank you.
Let me see what we got back in the studio going on. Oh. Hi, Deb. Hi, Deb.
Yeah, good.
I'm done.
Deb's here.
Hi, Deb.
Hello.
Your poem's loaded and ready.
Oh, right on.
Can you put me on mute?
Let me see where we're at here. There we go. I got it.
Deb, you didn't see yours right there? Okay.
I just moved it down a little bit so that I can see it. But it's just a really short one.
Hang on a second. I'm going to mute you, Jenny, for just a minute.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Why not? I want to listen.
You can still hear and everything. Okay. All right, Deb.
Okay. That picture, the host of the contest, was in the basement of a restaurant, and when they got to the basement, that's what they saw. So they snapped it, you know, the picture. And
oh wow.
Yeah, my favorite part of it was she said, "You've made the creepy even creepier." So, I had fun with my 27-word limit. I used 26 of them. And this is called Fairy Money in the Dollmaker's Dungeon. And here we go. They sit motionless in daylight, but in the dollmaker's dark dungeon, porcelain gravedigger dolls animate, tallying eye coins snatched from the dead as the ferryman rages.
Wow. You know, wickedness flows through this verse, Deb. I'm telling you, this is so creepy as heck. I got to tell you, Deb, as pretty as your pretty stuff is, and that's pretty pretty, your wicked stuff is just as wicked. The imagery in this is deeply disturbing, but you nailed the prompt right on. But my favorite part is tallying eye coins snatched from the dead as the ferryman rages. I can just see Charon throwing a fit in the ferry full of the dead. Great write, Deb, and thanks for coming. Yeah, can't you see that little guy in the ferry?
Yeah.
Throwing a fit with his hands and legs, you know?
Like in the cartoon.
Very good.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you very much.
Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, I've only heard the ferryman. The River Styx? Do you have to pay a toll? This is spooky. That's a creepy picture. And
yeah.
I like the way you put in snatched from the dead as the ferryman rages.
Well, there's stealing his money.
Great, great image.
Thanks, Hatter. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Right on.
Love that.
Jenny, did you get to hear that poem?
Let's see. No, I didn't. Sorry.
Oh, you couldn't hear it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't quite long.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't able to. I had to do some it. But
that's what.
Well, it was very creepy.
Really?
Did I call? No, Hatter read. Tammy.
Yeah.
What did you think? What did you think of Deb's poem?
I thought it was good. She accomplished sending the chills. So she grabbed the attention of the reader, I think.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that one caught me off guard, Deb, because it was so short, but it was so creepy. And looking at those dolls is just creepier yet. I really loved it.
I was waiting on her next word.
I would usually enter contests with so few words, but I'm in a tournament, and everybody gets to pick the contest that we all have to enter, so I had to. And I didn't know what the heck I was going to do, and then all of a sudden I thought about the fact that, you know, it's creepy. Let's just go all out creepy. And like back in the day before modern embalming and stuff like that and sewing things shut, they would put coins on there so that you wouldn't be standing there out of viewing and then the eyes suddenly pop open. Could you imagine?
I've heard of that.
That would be so. Anyway, I thought about the River Styx, and I just sort of tied it together and figured it would catch the person's attention, which is hard to do in 27 words, you know.
Yes.
Oh, Deb, I didn't get my SoundClouds.
Yes,
for
you did.
Phil and Titus, did I? Are they up there?
They should be the first two in your studio unless you logged in early, and if that's the case, just hit refresh. I put them in early this afternoon.
Refresh. Where's my refresh?
The first one should say Phil for Linda, and the second one, because they're alphabetical, says Titus for Linda.
There we go. Okay. Gets me every time. Thanks, Deb. You're a life slaver. Okay, let's see. Hatter, you want to read for Dave Muddy?
I'll try. Everybody's got it? Pride's Wrath by Dave Muddy. Yeah, it goes like this. Pride is the rust of sunshine rays, of hope corrupted by its ways. Love is murdered by its claim, light and beauty drowning in dismay. Shadow's curse slowly infiltrates, creeping in through expectations, now drunk on self-fulfillment, causing untold complications. My rights blinding all compassion, directing down an ugly path, sharing maneuvered for my glory, beaten to the pulp by pride's wrath, fighting harshly for my value by neglecting others' worth, peace forgotten in the carnage, sailing headlong toward sin's birth. Know this breath of sunshine, rays of hope, enlightened by its ways. Grace is embraced by its claim, light of beauty thriving in display. End poem.
Wow. Well done, Dave. What an excellent poem. I love your rhyme and cadence in this. Perfectly done. And the imagery is strong and descriptive. You are an excellent poet, Dave, making your verses clear and poetically fashioned. I love how you spoke of pride's wrath. It is a curse we all need to watch out for. My favorite part was fighting harshly from my value by neglecting others' worth. Peace forgotten in the carnage, sailing headlong towards sin's birth. Yes, yes, yes. This is so well said. We must never give up another to gain our own pride. Great job, Dave, and thank you for your support. Jenny, did you hear that one?
Go ahead and see. Yes, I did.
Good. Would you like to comment? Great.
Yes, and wow, is it powerful. And you know, a message that that just by one just by one thing it sets off another. So I really like the imagery as well.
Great. Yeah, Dave's a really good writer. He lives in Australia. That's why he can't be here himself.
Oh, wow.
But, but he's really good. Deb. Oh, were you done, Jenny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Deb. Oh, Deb is dropped.
I don't think she...
Tammy, what did you think?
I'm so sorry. I could only hear bits and pieces because I have sirens going off in the background here.
Oh. Okay, hang on one second. Is that my Wayne? Is that
Wayne
calling? Hi,
yeah,
Wayne.
Yeah, I'm calling in. I've been tied up for the last 30-40 minutes.
Right on. Good to hear you. Everybody, this is Wayne. Wayne, this is everybody. We have a new caller. Her name is Tammy Brown. This is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
And we have another new caller, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny. Which is a new caller. Yeah. And
hey, Jenny's Wayne.
We're getting on here. Let me see something.
Did you get my We Create and Give Thanks?
Did I get yours?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Hang on, everybody. Did you send it to the link?
Yeah. It's called We Create and Give Thanks. I have it right now.
Right.
I'll check and see if it's in the show page.
Somebody's breathing real hard.
I don't see it.
Damage. JK.
I have to get going.
You have to what, Jay?
Yeah, I don't see it.
Sorry, I have to get going.
You have to get going?
Yeah,
okay, well,
I'm
I thank you for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Beautiful writing.
We'll do it again.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
Okay, I don't see Tammy's poem on the board.
Oh, shoot.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Am I able to just read it, or?
I guess so. Does anybody have any problem with her just reading her poem?
We just got that.
Do you have a, does anybody have a problem with Tammy reading her poem?
No, not me.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we'll put you,
okay.
We'll put you up right now. The floor is
okay.
Yours.
Thank you. Okay. We create and give thanks. We are here to create, make no mistake, to give back to Gaia in beautiful ways. Our visions of healing, inspired imagination, surpassing plights of diversional exploitation. What is rigid in stone or resistant to change, we open our minds to what others find strange. We set no limits to help mankind. We push the confounds of space and time. The magician's muse has no care to approve that others may think that we are fools. Here to alter with exception to rules, to push beyond boundaries, reach the stars and the moon. We are born to purpose, spark to incentive, in many vocations motivating relentless. The writers, painters, the music makers, singers and dancers, the beauty enhancers, the scientists, the explorers who venture in danger, the builders and sketchers, architectural changers, the bold and the brave, the movers and shakers, the medically inclined, and discovery breakers. We send paramount messages in purest expression, using our passion, teaching ways of profession. We are grateful for natural elements Mother Earth does provide, positive action to cease her demise. So let us give thanks on this day and hereafter. Together we join hands with those of the masters. We bring forth consciousness of our world, the people we love, to live in peace and harmony, a gift from above.
Wow. I'm, like, impressed by that. That is really, really cool. I wished we would have had it in front of us because it brings so much to the board. But your writing is very eloquent and very well done.
Thank you.
Your train of thought in this was just really awesome. I can't tell you what my favorite part was because I don't have it in front of me, but I like the ending and I like the part about the dreamers and shakers and all that. That was really cool. But you,
thank
young lady,
you
have a gift for writing, and I hope you keep it up. I mean, really, you're very gifted. That was very cool. Let me get you some more comments. Hatter, you're very welcome.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have to read along. The pattern sounded very well thought out. The rhyming pattern, it flowed when she read it. Very good.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wayne.
You're welcome.
What did you think, Wayne?
I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful read. And I'm like, everybody else, I like to see the poem, but she mentioned all different professions and stuff. So it sounded good and had a good balance, a good flow. I thought it was a very good poem.
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
My whole train of thought, my whole train of thought was trying to reach people with this. You know, how important everybody is in our world and how important it is to work together in unity. And there's enough land and world to go around for all of us. So,
yeah. I like the theme of that poem. Very cool. Very loving and caring. And sometimes we don't get a lot of that on here, but you definitely gave us a powerhouse of love and respect.
well, what are, you know, if we don't have Earth, there, we don't exist, and she gives us so much, and we deplete her, and we don't give back like we should, you know?
Right.
So, and
right, so
when
true.
When you constantly deplete something, what happens, you know? So
right.
I'm just, there's so many brilliant people in this world. Imagine if we all worked together and created such a better world, you know, for all of us.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, that's...
I totally get it.
I had all those things in my heart, and I was writing from my heart. So, you know,
right,
I just
on.
Wanted to read. But thank you for letting
that's
me
where
read
the
it.
Best. That's where the best stuff comes from, darling, is right from the heart.
Yeah.
Good job.
For sure. Thank you so, so much.
Okay.
Who do you want next?
And we did Dave, right? Yeah, we did Dave.
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and do a SoundCloud?
Okay.
Let's do Phil's. You want to do Phil's first, and then we'll do Titus?
Sure. I'm going to get it. There it is. Okay. And here we go. Oh, come on. There, finally. There it goes.
You okay?
No. I am not. Should be up there.
Okay, here. Oh, okay. Let me, oh, yeah. In the doghouse. I know I'm no rapper, but okay, here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called In the Doghouse. I'm in the doghouse again. Mrs. is waiting with a rolling pin. Only had a couple of pints with me mates. Can a man enjoy a drink for Pete's sake? Finally I stagger into the street, looking for a chip shop for a late night treat. Second-hand chips decorate the alley wall. Drunk as a skunk, who's it drunk as a lord? Singing my way as I stumble down the road, stopped in mid-flow, puffed up like a toad. Swaying from side to side like a sailor in a storm. Soon I'll be laid out on my own front lawn. I have trouble getting through the gate. Shh, I say to myself, be quiet, it's way too late. Now to try and put the key on the into the lock, as I hear the striking of the clock. Nearly got it, missed again. This is getting a real pain. With double vision, I see two holes. To get in the house is my only goal. I stumble over the threshold in the dark. My missus, waiting, singing like a castrated lark. Chase me round with a rolling pin. As I try to get away from that droning din. Now I'm sharing lodgings with Rover. Get your tongue out of my ear. Move over. In the morning, I'll try to offer a laurel leaf. Hope it doesn't turn into a funeral wreath. To show that I have morals and a good will. I'll go out tomorrow and buy her some dollar deals. End poem.
Phil, this is a poetic treasure with all kinds of meat. It's funny and witty, so sad and romantic. You got it all in here, Phil. Not that I ever took the rolling pin to my hubby, but maybe the iron frying pan, but there's many times he was in desperate need of an overhaul. So funny, Phil. Your humor and wit abound. Your rhyme and cadence as well dance the joyful jig, stepping perfectly to the notes. My favorite part? Now I'm sharing lodgings with Rover. Get your tongue out of my ear and move over. In the morning, I'll try to offer a laurel leaf. Hope it doesn't turn into a funeral wreath. So true, so true. This is a perfect example of how you guys must feel. So sorry. Anyway, thank you, Phil, for the giggle, and thanks for the support. Really funny stuff, Phil. Hatter.
Yeah, I had to, I was called away for a minute, so I'm rereading it, and being in the doghouse.
Well, we'll go to Wayne,
the
and
buddies,
then we'll
right?
come back to you.
Yeah,
what's that?
I thought this was a great poem. It's funny. I've been there where he's there right there several times when I was younger. Had great rhyme and wonderful humor in it. And I remember waking up outside my door trying to get in the house at night, and I couldn't get the key to the door, so I'd sit down and sip on the porch all night. I've been in the doghouse several times just so I take it home. So I've been there, and it's great poem, and it's good job performing it and everything. It was a great job all the way through. I smiled all the way through it. Good job.
Right. Very good. Well, let's see. Who else have we got? Tammy, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. We've all had nights like that, huh? No, but I think it was well written and very whimsical, very witty and funny. Had sad parts too. It's like you had it all. So I really enjoyed that.
Right on. Yeah, it had a well-rounded feel. I could just see him out there fiddling with the keys all cross-eyed and stuff, trying to find the right key for the door.
I have the same vision.
That's what you poor guys go through. Very funny. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Sonia said, Phil, your poem made me chuckle, especially when the inebriated husband literally slept in the doghouse with the dog Rover. A fun read. Very funny. If you got Sonia to giggle, that's great. Kay said, Phil, this is cool. Right, all around with the humor in relatable ways. Very good. Heavenly Angel said, love this, truly a cute and clever piece. All the best, Heavenly. Very good poem. We loved
Very
it.
Good.
Yeah. So after that, let me see.
That is.
I'm the one that remodeled the doghouse.
What did the axe murderer say to the judge?
What?
It was an accident.
Oh, no. That's pretty cute.
Did you hear they arrested? Did you hear they arrested the devil?
They arrested the devil.
Yeah, they got him on possession.
I shouldn't have said that.
All righty then. Are you having fun,
one.
Tammy?
Okay.
Pardon me.
I got one. This nun is asking this little boy, do you know what the resurrection was? And he says, well, not sure, but if it lasts more than 4 hours, you better call a doctor.
That's right.
Very funny. Okay, and you know what? Can you throw mine up there, Hatter?
Sure. Yeah. Let me go get it. Be right back.
It's towards the bottom.
Yeah, I just gotta There it goes. Okay.
I just had the feel to read this again tonight.
Okay. My first love?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Kate. Okay, there you go. Finally.
There we go. Sorry, Kate, my first love. And Kate is my oldest daughter. At first, my life with you was bliss, just like a turquoise sea of glass. We played, and for hours I read to you, and you loved me true. Nothing ever kept us apart. We were glued at the hip, and we loved each other more than words could ever explain. Then came the dark times when my pain was just too much to handle, and time with you became less. I didn't love you any less. I just couldn't keep up. The dark stepped in between us two, and although I tried, I couldn't please you as much anymore. Then came the monster who killed my soul, killed my heart, and then killed everything I was. I had to keep it from killing us as well, but it didn't work out that way, did it? I have broken everything I ever made, and now less than nothing stands. I lost you one day when I wasn't paying attention. You weren't taken, you just faded away like a word carved in the coral sand. Under the tide, it fades with every wave. You weren't the first of my lost or last of my treasures to disappear in my tangerine fog, but after you, nothing else mattered. To this day, after 30 years of cantaloupe breakfast, my heart still breaks every time I think of you, which is every moment that time allows. I plead in my sleep that it was all just a bad dream, but then I awaken to find my pain once again. It never goes away. I hurt you, and so I can never redeem myself because you are better than all that I am. I wish I could tell you how much I love you, how much I feel you, all that you are. And all that you are is so far above me, just like the stars. So please, all I can ask for is your forgiveness, and all I can wish for is all that you are. Love, Mommy.
My goodness.
You want to take that, Tammy?
That was quite beautiful. You brought me to tears on that one.
Uh-oh.
That means you did a...
Me too.
That was something. Oh, man.
Well,
you, oh wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
You're in that situation when the parents are estranged from their kids. I feel it's the kids' responsibility to reach back out. Not that I'm putting blame on any situation at all, but if it's to happen. I don't believe the parents should have to run chasing your kid.
Right. We're getting back. We are getting a relationship back together, and it takes work from both sides, you know?
Sure.
But I hear what you're saying, Hatter. You would think that it would be their responsibility.
Well, it's just the way it's dealt out. If you're expecting the other way to happen, it probably won't. And it's not a right or wrong thing. It's just a common sense. If you truly want to mend it, you would take it.
Right.
You would go to your parents. The parents shouldn't be begging you for anything.
If you have a completely stubborn child like I have, sometimes waiting for forgiveness is a long way.
That's my story too. That's probably why I defend it so much. But,
yeah.
You know.
That's right.
It's their it's their loss. You can't change things you have no control over.
It's kind of strange. Wrong. I have the same a situation like that with my daughter, my one daughter. I have four children. But...
Yeah.
Sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
I have four.
Hopefully it'll work out.
And I have another daughter that I haven't spoken to in about 6 years, but she finally, just recently we had a phone call. She called me on Christmas and said, it was nice to hear your voice, Mommy. And then afterwards she said, I really love you, Mom. And I just went, oh, my God, you know, who is this? But, they come back. They do if you give them enough time. And then my son, who's out there using fentanyl, I can't help. I'm in Alaska. He's in Nevada. I can only give him support over the phone, you know, online. Yeah. You know, I can't be there and hold him and coddle him like he would like me to. But,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, God,
me too. I do that every night in my prayers and every morning in my prayers and wish wake up and find a way. You know, somebody take him by the hand and lead him to God. And
Miracles happen,
anyway.
You know,
Is Wayne still here?
I'm still here.
Did you want to comment on that, Wayne?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yes.
It's, you know, you was young at the time, and as humans, we all make mistakes. You got to forgive yourself sometime or another because, you know, you did all you could. You apologize, but everybody makes mistakes when they're young and have kids. There ain't nobody that I know that doesn't make mistakes. So you just got to kind of regret it, but you got to forgive yourself and go about life and build better relationships with them. Because, you know, we all make mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes with my son, and so it's just part of life. And, you know, everybody does it, and you can't hold it against yourself all your whole life. You got to get over it and bring him back into the fold and be the mom again.
Yeah. Well, I can be a good example not to do.
Right.
Got to have a humor. But, no, it's... Hey, it goes with the territory. Kids are difficult. They're all different, you know? And they all have their own ideas, for sure. How life should be.
Right. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the poem was great. It was a great poem. It was a great poem, but a lot of emotion in it, and you read it well. It was a good poem.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah,
stunning. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I put Wayne's up there.
Oh, okay.
I got a SoundCloud,
we'll
man.
Next.
Did you put the SoundCloud in? Did you get the SoundCloud ready?
What's that?
I don't know. Is it his
SoundCloud?
Yeah,
SoundCloud with it.
Deborah, get it in.
Did it put it on for my own or not?
Oh, let me see if we got it up here. I'm sure we do.
I put it on the topic board in the SoundCloud. I also put it in AEN. But when you go read whatever play Titus's, when you go play Titus's poem a while ago,
right? No, we paid Phil's.
Okay, let's just Phil and Titus.
Let me see what we got here on yours.
There's
a link down here. Should I press it? Oh, let me press the SoundCloud link.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
I thought you had to load it to the studio.
Okay. How come it's not starting? Oh, it says upload.
Here,
oh, there we go. I don't hear any sound.
Is it? Okay, does it look like it's running? Let me go. I'm in the studio. Let me take a peeky.
Yeah, I...
That's Titus. Is it?
How come it's not coming with sound?
I see Phil and Titus. I don't see.
Yeah, I just pushed the link on the top of the poem.
Oh, well, that won't play in the studio. That'll just play on whoever pushes
it.
Oh, it
has before.
MP3.
Oh.
Well, I don't know how. It's got to be loaded into the studio.
Okay. Well... Do you want to read it, Wayne?
So,
no, it's cool with Titus. I just don't know. It's a long poem. I've been busy all day. I don't know if I can read it or not.
You want me to do Titus's?
Yeah, you want me to pull it up? If you're in the studio,
yeah,
I'll
I think
go
it should be up there. Titus's,
yeah. Well, Titus is his. I just got to go grab it. So, Kapow. I always look forward to Titus.
Oh,
no,
I'm stuck.
Peace. There it is. I want a beautiful timepiece. Okay. What one? What one? Bingo. There it is. So anytime you want to push it.
One beautiful timepiece by Titus Llewellyn. And here is the audio.
One beautiful timepiece. One beautiful timepiece splendidly preserved, the timeless possession that loved would outlast. For a decade or more with a parting observed, and a love interaction that folktale would cast. A mourning period holds an emptiness inside, and love has been held for as long as it takes. Hopes keep the cogs moving, slowly to abide death, my life has accounted many mistakes. Indeed, as it was no one's concern, I'll survive. Such is time to suspend this much of my faith. For the good we put into it, love would revive the blessing of God to keep us and love safe. Oh, beautiful timepiece, seems this immaculacy which has distributed much ugliness elsewhere, beyond the lower reaches of banal. Compare distance from anywhere else, it ails in accuracy. Provenance was conceived, it's now defamatory from what I've heard, this absurd fact of life slowing down the clock that is found auditory to movement, keeping with continuous strife that beauty is supine with it being skin deep, if something time can allow to have bestowed upon capture I've incensed upon it stowed towards others, then my happiness shall keep. Beauty for duty's sake confined to any season. Distinction not yearning, but learning to shine to comprise singling out a gift for any reason. Must enclave this heart berating to this shrine.
My, Tony, you have taken my breath away once again. With your words, sanguine in personality and spirituous in structure, your mighty pen speaks in such rhythmic and dynamic melodies. One could only say you are blessed. I am also honored to read your lovely poems as they bring such light into my world. But this one is exceptionally illuminating. Your imagery in this is soft and tasteful, with a timeless face, and with love embedded, the clock must tick on. My favorite part, indeed, as it was no one's concern, I'll survive. Such is time to suspend too much of my faith for the good we must put into it. Love would revive. The blessing of God to keep us and love safe. Beautifully written, Tony. Thank you and your sincere admiration. I'll get you some more comments. Really beautiful stuff. I don't know how he does it week after week. Tammy, what did you think?
I think it's very artistically stunning. It's beautiful. It took my breath away.
Yeah, huh?
It's just gorgeous. Yeah, he's talented beyond measure.
Yeah, he is a talented guy.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I can learn from him.
Yes, we all could. We all could learn from Tony. He's a classical poet, and his stuff is just radiant. Yeah, all of his stuff is radiant like that.
His words jump off the page, really.
Yeah. Wayne, what did you think?
Well, what I read in this poem is he himself was a timepiece, and we're all timepieces ourselves. And the clogs, as you told, the clogs start wearing out in your body, and you're up under warranty before you know it, and you quit working. But I think I kind of got the metaphor of the timepiece being is yourself, and his timepiece is starting to get old and antique-like, and that's what he's more or less talking about. It's in my vision. That's when he read it. So I think the timepiece is himself, and he knows his timepiece is running down. He's trying to slow time down right now. He's trying to slow the timepiece down so it lasts a little longer. Is when I got out of it, and I hope it's close to it. But the metaphor for being that timepiece is the metaphor for being his life. Well, I got that. So, wonderful poem. Great job on the poem.
Right on. Hatter.
Yeah, you know, Titus, like no other poet, I walk away from his almost speechless, because you can pick any part of any one of in any part of the piece and say it's your favorite. It's always thought-provoking, and it flows, and it's just amazing. It amazes me. It's a very good time. Impressive.
Right on. Yeah, I'm sure he appreciates all the comeback. Deborah Lee says the entire poem is amazing, but the opening stanza blew me away. I've never thought the timepiece as the item that outlasts love, but so very true. The feelings ooze off the page here. A double save masterpiece, Tony.
Yeah,
he gets just comment after comment of just beautiful. Mama T says, beauty and faith are one and the same. Raised my spirit today. And I want to read you this one because this young lady caught my eye. Mocha868 said, Master Llewellyn, what a stunning pen yet again. It perfectly embodies your classical romanticism. I adore the way you tell your stories, and this poem was no exception. You took us through every emotion in this journey, the longing and separation, the waiting and patient adoration, your trials to an eventually hopeful ending, just beyond gorgeous. Your love quite literally withstood the test of time, and most assuredly, your art will as well. It and its creator are both timeless. Thank you for this poem. Isn't that a beautiful comment? I read that. I went, wow, that's just awesome. But, yeah, Tony deserves it. He really puts him out
modern,
there.
No, he's modern.
Let's see what we got coming up. So, let me see what else we got going up here. That was enough for SoundClouds.
I think I'm going to have go. It's getting late in my
Tammy.
End. So, but
right.
Thank you so much for seeing me. I
well,
really
thank you for coming.
And
please do come again.
I will. Thank you. You guys
have second and third Friday of the month.
Second and third Friday of the month. Okay.
Yep, at 10 p.m. Eastern.
All right. You'll hear from me.
All right,
thank you,
Tammy.
Guys.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for your
thank
support.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And before we go any further, I'd like to thank some people. I want to thank Titus and Phil, Dave Muddy, Jenny the Deep, Quicken, Lawrence, Sonia, Jenny Jete, Hatter, Tammy Brown, Wayne, I said Titus Phil, Deb, and I think that's it. I want to thank you all for your support continually on my show. You are what makes my show my show, and I thank you for that. So let's carry on. We have a new poet named Quicken. Can you bring him up, Hatter?
It's already up there. Should be this.
Is it?
Right under
Lawrence. Quick.
I've got Lawrence Quicken and Grace, Gifted Grace up there.
Okay, let's see, where are we? So we'll just do it in order. We'll do Lawrence. That's a read. You want to read that with me?
Okay.
Do you
want to
read
my
this?
L67?
Lawrence?
I'll be CL67. I don't know what that means, but...
You're going to be Lawrence? Then I'll be Nigel and Alfie?
Okay.
Okay, go for it, Lawrence.
Oh, me. I start the narrative? Okay, hello, everybody.
Yeah, book intro.
In Porch. Hello, everybody out there in Poetry Land. My name is Lawrence 67, and I am the writer for The Adventures of Nigel, the Fat Cat, and his homie, Alfie. Two thug wannabes who are actually house cats that venture out in the house quite often. They pretend to be real tough until the realities of the streets hit them in the head. Now these two cats, Nigel and Alfie, are homies.
Hey, L67, what you doing?
Hey, Nigel. Well, if you must know, I'm writing a comic book based on adventures, your adventures. Sorry about that.
Oh, good. How is that going?
Okay, it's just explaining to the audience what you cats are all about.
Oh, really? So what are we all about?
Well, Nigel, whatever I, the writer, decide.
Hey, Alfie, come here. Check this out. L67 is rattling on about some crap on how we act. Can you believe that, jerk?
And as I was saying before being rudely interrupted...
Excuse me, what did you say, yo mama?
Yeah,
yo
papa.
And yo papa. Alfie, you're not helping. Yo granny? Alfie. Yo nanny? That's enough, Alfie. You're a whammy. I said that's enough. You're Pakistani. You're nook and cranny.
Yeah, these two cats are something else. You guys have never met any cats quite like these, and they fight. When they fight with me here and there until I straighten them out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, left.
So please, hold on to your hats. Here comes the badass cats that have been drawn for you, your adult entertainment. You have the Adventures of Nigel and Fat Cat and his homie Alfie. Adult language, adult for language to cats. To make cats. What can I say? should have read that first.
You know,
with adult cats.
Once again, yeah. I'm delighted by his whimsy, Lawrence, and Nigel's in-your-face attitude, and, of course, Alfie's complete unawareness of what's going on whatsoever. It keeps up, and please keep up the great ink. My favorite part is, of course, the whole dang thing. Thank you for supporting my show, Lawrence. You are a blast. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, who else keeps a comic book filed in their head? I think it was a great approach. It's part of the next evolution of the spoken word, which is theater or performance art. So it's just a part of it. Very good.
Right, Wayne.
Yeah, this Cat Saga series on. It's a wonderful comic saga. But I think he should do recordings of himself, and he'd have the full meaning of it and then have the hesitations that he wants in it the way he wrote it. But he'd be a lot better if he recorded himself and then presented it as a recording, I believe. But he did a good job with it, but I think it'd be a lot more better if he did it.
Right. You know, I always say that, and when I'm talking to people I invite, I always say when they ask me what poem they should do and who should read it, I always tell them, I prefer you read your own poetry and you pick your own poem because you're the one that puts the love in, you know, from your heart into that piece. And nobody else is going to read. Nobody else could have read that piece I read tonight. Nobody else could have read that and had the emotion come out the same.
Right.
We're reading cold. So, we're reading cold, too. When we read cold, it means we haven't read it before. Don't know quite where it's
going to... Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah, it's hard to do.
They'll always take away.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference between love and marriage?
Everything.
Love is blind and marriage is an eye-opener. Let me see. What do you get when you cross a polar bear with a seal? A polar bear. What do you get when you cross a polar bear with a seal? You get a polar bear. Okay, let's see.
Oh, gotcha.
What's the difference between an outlaw and an in-law?
I don't know the difference between an outlaw and an in-law.
Outlaws are wanted. Get it?
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
All righty, let me see.
I would like to be able to tell the world my in-law situation would have been was good, but it wasn't. Just a fact.
I hear you.
Okay, we have another poem. Sonia asked me if I would read this for her.
Okay, Linda, I'll be right back. I'll be right. I'm going to put myself on hold, but I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, let me see. What do we got up here on the board already? Oh, we already got stuff up there. We got The Gilded Cage by Quicken, which maybe Wayne could read.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't read my poem. I didn't know if I could read hers or not.
Okay, I can read it. I read it a couple times today, so maybe I can get through it. It's really good.
Yeah, I can read it at night.
It should be on the board.
I got it.
Okay. I guess, did Hatter want us to go on, or did he want us to wait?
I'm sure he wants to go on.
Okay. The Gilded Cage by Quicken. In the veins of nobility, blood runs pale and blue, akin to a bird in a gilded cage. The blood, laden with the coldness of duty and responsibility, courses through them like confined fluttering of wings against golden bars. It's a lineage of expectation, each drop carrying the weight of a history rich and powerful, yet confined with the rigid structure of power and often ruthless decision. For those born to this legacy, the path is shadowed with the enormity of their inherited role. Embracing the pale blue is to accept a life within the gilded cage, shackled by obligation, where personal desires are often smothered by the heavy cloak of tradition and expectation. The echoes are the choices, much like the song of the caged bird, are never entirely their own. Instead, they echo through the lives of others, alluring fates and destinies with the slightest whisper. Some stand at the edge of their destiny, reluctant to let their blood fade from crimson to the chilling hue of blue, hesitant to enter the cage. The transformation is just a change of, not just a change of color, but a loss of self, a surrender to a role that demands the sacrifice of individuality for the sake of an ancient name, much like the surrender of the sky for the safety of the cage. In the darker corners of this noble life, the struggle is often silent, unseen. The noble heart, pulsing with pale blue blood, may long for the warmth of a simpler existence, free from the cold chains of duty. Yet, in the grand halls of power, such desires are a quiet, internal battle, a flickering candle of rebellion against the overwhelming darkness of legacy and expectation, much like a bird yearning for the sky from the confines of its gilded cage. End poem. Wow. Wow. That was just like so outrageously cool. I have something I wrote down for this. Did I write something down for this? Oh, I'm on the wrong page. There we go. This is really fantastic writing. You obviously used your true heart and soul to derive such an amazing piece of art. The imagery in this is chilling and enchanting. The metaphors were well formed, your use of poetic language is just lovely, and the storyline itself is lingering on a masterpiece of strength and beauty. The comparison you used between the nobility and a gilded bird is so true, and I'm sure the duality of the two cannot be better said. My favorite part is verse 3. Some stand at the edge of their destiny, reluctant to let their blood fade from crimson to the chilling hue of blue, hesitant to enter the cage. The transformation is not just a change of color, but a loss of itself, a surrender to a role that demands the sacrifice of individuality for the sake of an ancient name, much like the surrender of the sky for the safety of the cage. It is so well said. I want to thank you, Quicken, for your first time appearance on my show. You are awesome, and this is an awesome piece of work. And we would like to invite you back. I'm on second and third Fridays of the month. Come anytime you'd like. I can give you the links to my show the week of the show. So keep in touch. And that's it. Wayne, what did you think about that piece?
I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful poem. To escape the burdens that society has put on us is a challenge for all of us. Sometimes society in any age, not just the Gilded Age, but any age, makes us yearn to get out and be ourselves again. I love the metaphors in this. It's well written. And I like to lose the chains that bound me to my place right now and be out and be free again. But sometimes society just kind of holds you back and you just want to get out and do your thing. But you know, society won't let you do that no more. Each time you got to live your life the way it is and what you're bound to, what you're stuck to. Great point, great meaning, a lot of emotion.
Yeah, well said. And Firefly 928 said, such a thought-provoking piece. Your portrayal of the silent internal battle within is deeply moving. This resonates very well with the universal theme of identity and sacrifice. Wonderfully written. He replies, well, I thank you kindly for taking the time to read my piece, and I would also like to thank you for the amazing comment. It's always wonderful to see someone enjoy the work and that it is truly resonates with them. And she replies, you're very welcome. I definitely look forward to seeing more of your writing, as do we, Quicken, as do we. And with that, let me see. We got Sonia. I think that's the next one up. Let me see what's going on here. What's going on in the... Oh, we have Gifted Grace. Okay. Gifted Grace.
Hey, Linda? Linda, if you want me to read my poem, if you got time to kill, I'll read
my
poem.
You want to read your poem? Yeah, go ahead and read your poem, sweetheart.
It's on the board.
Let me,
board.
Yeah, hang on one second. Let me see where I'm at. Wayne, where are you at? There you go. A camping we did go. You are
that
all
will be
set.
It. Called Camping We Will Go, and it goes like this. All right, there's John up ahead. Hey, John. Oh, no, he's dead. Yes, I'm sitting here. There's a tree. I got to hide. Now there's only me. How could a camping trip turn so bad? Can't believe I lost the friends I had. There were five of us when we arrived. Now I'm the only one that survived. What is the thing that you kill so quickly? The way it breaks the bones is sickly. Broken back, legs, arms, neck. I now know what I should expect. Where does it come from and why? I've got to get out of here or die. Almost dark, better find a place to rest. Set up a decoy by using my vest. Climb up, sleep up in a tree. Maybe this thing will leave and not see me. What is it I hear? An evil hiss. No way, I can't believe it. It looks like a walking snake 12 foot long. Pushed the decoy and then it was gone. This is going to be a long night. Not even until I see morning light. Still have my knife and pistol I brought. Hope I can get away without being caught. Jumped down about 5 a.m. and headed downhill. That thing is something I like to kill. 3 hours of moving fast, I need five more. All I've seen is a couple of deer and a wild boar. Wait, there's something I can hear. It's moving this way. It's getting near. It jumped out of the bushes, coming fast. Shot it 4 times, it's dead at last. Wow, this could be my lucky day. Oh, no, there's 3 more. I can't get away.
Wayne, you're so funny. Yes, I love it. this is just so imaginative, and the imagery in this is just so, like, right there. I love the storyline of going hunting with five friends, and one by one they disappear. And I love it. Jumped out of the bushes coming fast. Shot it four times. It's dead at last. Wow, this could be my lucky day. Oh, no, three more. I can't get away. Arrgh. Very, very funny. What ever expressed you to write this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any idea. I was going to the contest somebody, and I just write about the contest. I forgot what the contest was even about.
That's a creepy picture. You wrote to the prompt perfectly.
Nope. No, I got the prompt after I wrote it. I went and got the prompt.
No.
I got a picture after
that's
the front.
That's not
after,
a boar.
After
that's not a boar or deer or anything.
That is a big snake.
I liked it. Yeah, big snake. I liked it a lot. And
the sound got a lot better with the music itself. It's a lot better.
I bet it did. I'm sorry we couldn't get that to play. Sky Autumn 51 says, great story. Made me laugh out loud several places along the way. Great ending. And then you reply, oh, that explains it then. I am a master snake. You the master blaster.
I'm the master.
Yeah. You did a good job, sweetheart. I wish Hatter was here to
I am now.
To comment.
I am now.
There you are. Did you hear Wayne's poem?
No, I didn't. I just as he ended.
Oh, it's
good.
Very funny.
You hit the sound bad.
Oh, you wanted funny.
I got you, Wayne. Let me see who's next. Enchanted by Gifted Grace. I guess I'm going to read this one. Nave eyes revealed how my feet stood on the world I thought was smooth. Transparent colors of this devious grin layered with redness on candy canes. My eyeballs rewind to frozen pieces of my soul covered in ice. Tears dripped and engraved with shattered pieces of my world. The howling wind leaded the orange scarf to be wrapped around my neck. I've always carried the goal of recreating my lost childhood. Images of children beaming with joy, building a snowman with solid ice, reminding me I never got the chance to build one. Instead, I were one. My mind had been taken away from my skull, wishes of leaving the thoughts tied with desperation. The boy who once treated me as my emotions never existed, flashbacks never disappeared as it became a scar that haunted me. I guess it was true that time just breaks my soul even more, melting me then drowned my aura into the depth of my grave. Those nightmares released me from being broken when you came along. Your spike stood next to me with colorful ornaments hung around your smile. Wow. That was a, like, awesome piece of poetry. I think it's kind of a gifted poem. It is, in the true sense, art. Your sense of detail is amazing. The imagery in this is brilliant and full of chilling scars that will continue to haunt me. And my gosh, your metaphors were not only well written and well placed, but were moving and have life to them. I'm not sure what is my favorite part, but I'm going to say last verse. I guess it was true that time just breaks my soul even more, melting me, then drowned my aura into the depths of my grace. Those nightmares released me from being broken when you came along. Your spike stood next to me with colorful ornaments hung around your smile, leaves a small orbit of delight to end it. Thank you for your lovely poem, and please come back again. This was an interesting poem, dark, but it had at the end a glimmer of hope and sunshine. Hatter, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I did like the line you brought up. I guess it was true that time just breaks my soul even more. When they say time always heals, that's not always true. That's not true at all. That's an always heal.
That's true.
Yeah, this is very, very, very deep. Yeah, I sort of got it. Thank you.
Right on. And Wayne, what did you think?
Well, I must have passed on this one because I had my cat was in there just going crazy, and I had to take her and put her in bed. And so I just got back in there to start.
Oh.
So I didn't do it. She's been sick. She's been
your
sick
cat?
For about a week or so. Yeah, she's been sitting
your
up
cat?
With her eyes got covered. Yeah, my cat.
Oh,
I've had her sick for a week.
You take care of your cat so well.
Yeah,
She's been sick
for 2 weeks, so I had to take care of her. She's back again, meowing again.
What's the names?
Her name is Borby. I call her Borbs for short. I mean, we've been living together for 16 years, just the two of us. So
Borbs.
That's so sweet. I love it.
She got a little ear infection or something, and so it's making her kind of blurry-eyed, and she's seeing things, and I've been treating her, and she's getting well, but it's been a long treatment. So she's about well, but now she just wants to fuss all the time.
Yeah, is she losing weight?
Yeah, she lost about 3 pounds.
Give her mashed potatoes. Give her instant mashed potato flakes. That's what saved my cat's life.
Baked potato flakes, or, you know, what kind of flakes are you talking about? Mashed potatoes?
What's that?
What do you say, Peter?
Instant mashed potato flakes.
Okay, I'll try that. She'll eat them. She's pretty finicky. You know, she don't eat but one kind of food or, you know, hard food.
Yeah, my cat was too. This was a feral cat that I was taking care of. He barely let me pet him until he got sick, and then I was taking care of him, and I fed him. My daughter said, she's a vet tech at one time. She said, feed him mashed potato flakes with a little bit of water. And which I did. You just make the flakes so they're like pasty and hand feed it to him.
I'll try.
And he gained all his weight back in a couple of days and got better. Totally believe it was the potato flakes that, because he was wasting away to nothing. And this was a This was a big desert feral cat that had been living on rabbits and rats and mice, and he was big.
Oh, yeah.
He withered down to nothing. So try the flakes, darling.
I'll try, but my cat's pretty spoiled. She won't eat me the sardine or nothing. She won't eat nothing human-wise. She's spoiled. Anyway, I appreciate your advice.
Well, I thought mine was too, but they know when they're sick, and they know. They know when they're sick, and they know when you're trying to help them.
Yeah, she does. She comes to me, and I'm going right down with her.
Well, I hope she feels better. Poor thing. And let's see. Hatter, did you get to comment on this last poem?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't cross you out. I didn't cross Hatter off the paper. There we go. Okay, and I think we have one more, which is from Sonia. I'll grab it. That's right. Let me see. There we go. Nobody's home to say goodbye. She asked me if I would read this personally on the show. So I am going to oblige her. It's Nobody's Home to Say Goodbye by Sonia 3902Z. Good job, Sonia. Slender, whispering, and flaming firewood surrounds the gray weathered clapboards of the deserted homestead, whose torn gingham curtains blow among the paneless windows with the gentle breeze of a summer morning. Silence is challenged by harmonizing birds who serenade the observer of the rustic vista with the ardor of a courting lover. Cobwebs woven by a tireless spider hang among the eaves and entryways, catching unsuspecting victims who dare cross the threshold only to become the larder of the eight-legged trapper. Summer glass uncut falls beneath the soft soles of the steely intruder as it muffles the sound of a pounding heart which anticipates the unknown. Beyond that latched and wrapped wooden floor of the abandoned abode, while cobwebs are cleared by a willow stick interrupting a frightened spider, which scrambles to safety in furious at the bold intrusion. Slowly, the rusty latch lifts and makes a scraping sound and awaits the curious visitor from within these walls. Footsteps echo throughout the house, breaking the silence. Pictures are gone and family and mirth and ghosts of the past. Nobody's home to offer a cup of coffee, and nobody's home to say goodbye. In poem. What a kind of sad piece. But the torn gingham curtains in the window bring us the thought of there once was life there, and enhances the beauty of the hollow house. And I like the part about the spider. Not that I've seen a lot of spiders in Alaska. I don't think they like the cold very much, but we get them. But I like the part where cobwebs woven by a tireless spider hang among the eaves and entryway, catching unsuspecting victims who dare cross the threshold, only to become the larder of the eight-legged trapper. Very cute. And the way she words it, she has a very, very eloquent way of wording her poems, very artistic, and very poetically defined, I think. And what did you think, Wayne? Did we lose Wayne? Well, we lost everybody. I'm sorry, Sonia. Let me see what I can get you. Black Magician says, beautiful right. Every family member has a close bond with a family. That was in a poem added to finalist list. Did it, let's see. Front page pick, October 2019. Very cool. Samantha Roos says, thank you so much for entering my contest. I love the imagery and your flow. Francine 1 says, this is so beautiful and picturesque. I really enjoyed it, Sonia. Thanks for entering. And Mustafa Hadithi says, your vivid imagery transports me to my own past landscape, while very different, shares something essential with your own portrait of the past. At times it seems as if your work had captured that essence. Just very nice comments. Sonia, I want to thank you for adding this to my show. As I live in Alaska as well, we are kindred spirits. So to that, I think everybody has been read. So let me get back to Blog Talk Studio. I want to thank everybody tonight. Sorry for the short show, but it's only 8 minutes before the end. Thanking everybody for supporting. Very cool. And with that, I'm going to end tonight. Good night, all.